Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR 96.3, 96.3 HD2, and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight Segment. Well, the latest reports show that statistically, crime is down in the DMV. Now, the stats may say one thing, residents may say another. Are we really feeling safer these days following more reports of shootings and carjackings and the like? The issue of crime is especially brewing in District Heights. Tonight, in the latest edition of Take Back Our Community Thursday, we are joined by two of those charged with leading that jurisdiction. Cynthia Miller is mayor of District Heights, and Ronald Tarpley is chief of police of District Heights. Mayor Miller and Chief Tarpley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Mayor, I'll start with you, and then I'll let the chief follow, because I think you both could probably address this issue. What specific measures would you say are being taken to address the issue of crime and violence in District Heights right now? I'll start with you, Mayor.
Well, we have actually a group of partners, the county police department, and our District Heights Police Department, churches, and other organizations coming together to combat this crime.
And Chief Tarpley, any specifics that you could point to that the department is doing right now to address the issue of crime?
Yes. Yeah, so right now, we're currently stepping up our patrol and techniques up in the affected area of the city of District Heights. Our residents in the area are noticing a much larger police presence and activity, and it ensures a little bit more safety to them. They should be able to feel safety, walk across the street and be outside with their families. We're constant communication with our state, local, and federal partners and working with them and developing new tactics and ways also how to combat this gun violence.
Chief Tarpley, I talked about the feel, right? We can look at the stats, but sometimes folks don't feel that crime is down. We can say inflation is down, prices are going down, but folks don't feel like they have more money in their pocket. I would think that, especially from your standpoint, that's probably a tough battle when you know numbers are lower, but folks may seem like they don't feel safer. How do you even deal with that feel factor?
Yeah, that's right. So, and you're exactly right. Sometimes the numbers may seem things, but if you don't feel safe walking outside of your own home, walking across the store, being outside, letting your kids go outside without the reprise of some type of gun violence or stray bullets hitting them, it's very a tough thing to face. And that's why we try to engage in more community policing, officers out there physically walking and talking to our residents and being there and part of their everyday life to have to supply that feeling they need to feel safe. Sometimes, you know, if you have an officer constantly patrolling, at least sitting on your block, walking through your community, that's a sense of safety and security we like to instill and show our residents that we're doing to help them only not see it, but also feel it, that we're a partner here with you. We're some of us, you know, I live in a community. There's some other officers who live in a community. So it really affects us too when we see this type of violence coming into the community. And we like to feel safe for our families as well. So being out there, showing visually, physically that we're out there with them, supporting them, I think is a large part in actually reassuring them that they are safe in our community.
Chief, has the crime rate in the district, in District Heights rather, changed over the last few years?
I said we have
one way or the other.
We have definitely seen a decline in an incorporated city of District Heights crime. It's just for the all good. You know, we still have our occasional spikes of violence. We still also have those that are coming from the outside into the corporate city looking to do harm into the city here. But overall, we are seeing a decrease in the crime.
What do you think has led to that decrease, Chief?
Definitely, since I've come aboard, we've changed our patrol tactics. We've been looking at aggressively recruiting and retaining officers, as well as the type of patrol tactics we're using to help pay attention to our hotspot areas, in our more affected crime areas where we have, like for instance, I'll let you know, we have a zero loitering policy on Marlboro Pike. So the portion of Marlboro Pike that's in the incorporated city of District Heights, I allow zero loitering on there. So if you ride through there now, if you see anyone loitering, give me a call because officers know I just simply do not tolerate any loitering. We know that loitering then brings on some other type of crimes that we've seen, usually another shooting or such. So we've been very successful in keeping those loiterings moving on while my officers are out there.
Mayor Miller, what are residents saying to you? What are they telling you about their lived experience in District Heights?
Well, District Heights is our home. And we take care of our home. This is a beautiful and safe area, and our residents know that they are safe and that this is our home and we are a community. So it's not so much as the crime because they know the crime is low here, but we do have outsiders that come in, but ultimately they do feel safe here.
You mentioned outsiders, and I think the chief mentioned it too. You know, where District Heights is positioned, you're not far from Capitol Heights, you're not far from Fortsville, you're not far from the district line. All of those factors, I think, would play into the issue of crime. And so does that make it more difficult in what you're fighting? Because then you've got to deal with other jurisdictions that are right next to you. And as you say, they may not be where the crime is coming from, or the perpetrators are not in District Heights, but coming into District Heights. So what's the challenge like for you and the chief if you feel like folks are coming in to the town, not necessarily are in the town who are committing the crime, if that makes sense?
Well, I think with our partnership with the Prince George's Police Department, we do have a great relationship, and I'm pretty sure the chief will speak more on that. But having those partnerships does help with the communication of keeping the crime at bay or alerting us right away. And Chief, would you want to speak more on that?
Yeah, and you are right. We are in a very unique location. You know, we do have Forestville on one side, city of Capitol Heights the other, and then rest is surrounded by Prince George's County side. So it is a lot of communication. We have a great working relationship with the city of Capitol Heights. They're backing us up. We back them up. And same thing with the county. It relies on the communication of information that makes it try to build those bridges to make each one of those cities and or the county safe for in its own retrospect. We can't do it alone because, again, I've got my jurisdiction, Capitol Heights has their own, the county has their own, but we're constantly trying to work together and bridge gaps to see how is it we can best utilize each other's resources as one to make a unified front to combat this crime.
You mentioned resources, Chief. Do you have the resources? Do you have the staff? And the mayor, you can also jump in on this if you like. Do you have that to get done what you need done? You know, we've heard from other jurisdictions in the area where they're trying to recruit more police officers. That's happening in Prince George's County, in particular in D.C. You see it across the country where a lot of initiatives have been put forward to get more police into the mix, bonuses and things of that nature. So what's the state of that in District Heights in terms of your force, in terms of staffing and resources?
You make a very good point. You know, recruiting and retention across the nation is the issue. I've talked to many chiefs in DC side and other municipalities here, and we all pretty much face the same issue. We work diligently in terms of the recruiting. I do say have the full support of the mayor and commissioner. The city of District Heights is definitely dedicated to keeping the city safe. So anything I ask for, we've been getting. And even when we paired up with our federal partners too, they're making phone calls, seeing we're in distress and willing to aid in any type of way they are. You can throw as many officers as you want at crime. We all know crime's not going to go away. You can just deter it. And we've seen that with a number of different agencies. Fully manned officer departments are still having problems with crime. The best we can do is develop new strategies every time something comes out and put our best foot forward to try to attack that. And I think that the city here, with the backing of the city and our partnership, we have definitely have a good chance at meeting the crime at where it lies.
Mayor, being a municipality, it kind of makes you different than other towns, small cities in the county. But how has that affected how you govern in terms of the legislature, legislation, in terms of what you can do to deal with the issue of crime? Does it help? Does it hurt? Being a municipality, how does that play into your approach?
Well, gun violence is a national issue. And it's just not a local issue. It's a national crisis affecting communities across the country, including District Heights. So for us, on the national level, when we see laws that are passed that are going to protect our community, we're all in on making sure that we can make some ordinances or some changes that will make our residents and our community safer. So while the local crime and gun violence that are happening, we do have to look at the federal level too, to get that lead, and state level to get that lead on how we shape our policies.
Mayor Miller, are you worried at all about the perception that might be coming across with District Heights? And again, to be fair, violence, you know, is happening all across the DMV, not just in District Heights, right? But just recently you had the 19-year-old man shot and killed in District Heights and in the shootout outside of the store recently. I'm trying to remember, in the 5400 block, I think, of Marlboro Pike. So are there concerns that there could be a building perception of District Heights in crime? What's your sense of that?
Well, although that shooting did not occur in our incorporated city, District Heights, but we also protect the fact that we want everyone to be safe. But for us, we have to stay positive because we know that we are safe. So for us, it's always, this is our home, we're safe, and the community involvement and letting us know where trouble areas are, we feel pretty safe. And when I do go out in the community and beyond, it is always a positive spin. We do have a great city, and I'm not going to back down from that.
All right, I hear that, Mayor. Police Chief Darpley, when you're dealing with homicides in the county, and correct me if I'm wrong, county police then take over that investigation. Would that be correct? So if a homicide takes place in District Heights, the county police didn't have jurisdiction over that. Is that right?
Yeah, the county will take the lead on that type of investigation. That's correct.
And so is that a good thing for you and the police force that you then have to hand that off? Or are you collaborating with them in terms of then knowing who the suspects are, knowing who may have been caught, the convictions, knowing then how you can let the public know who these people may or may not be in terms of homicides? How do you then handle that, having to hand it over to the county?
Right, again, so the county is a much larger agency and has more resources to us. It is a partnership, so as they are working that, they're still working with our officers who have boots on the ground, who have that firsthand knowledge of the maybe a suspect who they've dealt with in the past or dealt with every day, something like that. Myself and the district commander and the chief of police are always in constant communication of new things that are arising from those cases. We both have each other's personal cell phones. We're all texting or calling time of day or night if I need anything. They're very responsive to any requests and also sharing information as we need so we can keep our citizens apprised of what's going on as well. So I think it is a good thing to have them, again, support us. They have a larger resource base, and that's like their thing to do that day and night, investigating those homicides. So it works very well.
Mayor Miller, if folks want to get a little bit more information about District Heights, what's going on in the city, how can they do that before we go to break?
Oh, they could go to our website, www.districtheights.org. And we have events, family events. We're always doing something to include the community, to take off that stress of thinking about gun violence or or someone getting hurt. So we do have Juneteenth coming up, actually on Juneteenth, an event on our grounds. So we are now back having our events at our municipal building.
All right, we're going to get a little bit more into those events. So we're not just strictly going to talk about crime, but to your point, you know, some of those things that can be done in the city where crime is not the focus. But we're going to take a break. Don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com, or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. This conversation continues online and on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR.